You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
And we're talking with Bruce Langford again from mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce, if we're talking about money and business, how can mindfulness and meditation help people literally make more money and do a better job in terms of their work, help them build businesses? How does that correlate?
Well, it's amazing how powerfully it does correlate. And some of my clients, you know, who were struggling financially, having a really tough time, after a few months of working with them, it just seemed like pieces started to fall into place. And some of them used words like, hey, it seemed like magic. I couldn't believe the difference when I just let go and just allowed it to happen. Now, of course, the problem is a lot of us, if we're struggling, we don't know how to do that. We don't know how to allow it to happen.
How do we do that?
You know,
how do we do that, Bruce?
Yeah, you know, like exactly. It's just really, really tough if you're in that place. But I'm glad you mentioned the word forgiveness, because so much of this is tied in with learning how to forgive and learning how to be grateful, because I teach about gratefulness and help my clients learn that, you know, being truly grateful is one of the keys to earning good money, you know, being in a good place, a comfortable place in this world, whether it's financially or in other ways, with relationships, with, you know, other parts of your life. But we really need to have a good flow of income in order to, you know, be in a good place. I think we can all agree with that.
Sure. We're living in a world right now where money does pay for rent, pays for maybe our kids' college and everything else. So it is the reality currently. And I think it does all go hand in hand, because if we're happier, the bottom line is if you're happier and you can handle adversity better, because I know I've had to work on this as well, you can make better decisions. You can work with people that, listen, most of life isn't perfect, and people do random things, and businesses do random things. And so if we can be more centered, what Bruce is saying, then we can make better decisions, and that will allow us to pay attention to details. Sometimes my anger has clouded me so much where maybe I would have missed, if I'm analyzing competitors or potential partners or all the details I would have to look at to grow my business. If I'm clouded with anger sometimes, it's taken me out for days. Literally, it's taken me down, like where I was in bed. I mean, and you know, it might be a process. You might see this video now if you're trying to build your business or get a better job and say, well, that's great. Bruce can help you be mindful. But just remember, Bruce, because you might do a guided meditation on YouTube. And what I love about Bruce, again, I'm going to mention this again, you can actually contact him at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com, and he will actually personally help you. He'll have a free 20-minute chat. And just remember him as a person you can actually trust and talk to and become a client, because that's something additional when we're ready we could probably use. I know I could. So I appreciate that. So Bruce, in terms of actually being able to take action, because in terms of getting a better job, making more money, paying attention to details, and actually doing what you need to do, how can mindfulness and meditation help us to do that to take action?
The mindfulness, the meditation, it's going to be an amazing experience for you, because you're going to suddenly look back and you're going to think, whoa, you know, I started those things that seemed fairly basic, fairly easy, and look at me now. I'm taking action. I'm doing this thing. How did I make this jump? How did I make this leap? And some of my clients just find it really hard to explain what happened. And the thing is, it's mindset. It happens within your mind, and your mind just starts working. Your mind is created in order to create and to help you and to help you move forward. And unfortunately, the way, you know, it works, as you mentioned earlier, Nicholas, is that sometimes because of the way our mind works, it pulls us back. It's self-defeating.
That's
it causes
right.
sabotage. And that's really our mind is trying to protect us.
That's
but
right.
That subconscious mind is, you know, it's trying to protect us, but it you have to let go, because some things in our modern day world, we just have to jump in and do it. And we're not going to be eaten by a lion. We're not going to drown. We're going to just jump in, do it, and we are going to survive and thrive. So it's just about that mindset that you just have to take one step at a time, jump in, and all of a sudden you will be taking action and making a difference in the world and creating a legacy for yourself as well, which is, you know, so many of us, you know, we get into this thing where we're thinking, yeah, but am I really making a difference? Is my life really worthwhile? You know, yes, your life is worthwhile. You're a valuable human being. You're worth it. But yes, you can do more. Yes, you can get out there and do some of these things that have been kind of floating around in the back of your mind that you know you can do to change the world and make the world a better place. You can do it. You definitely can do it. And it's mindset, it's mindfulness that can help you do it.
And really, people like Bruce are the reason I created this show, because what he's saying is literally is the truth. I mean, people can give you a list of 10 things to do to make more money, to quote unquote have more success, but there might be reasons we don't actually do those things. And one of the reasons is because of some turmoil we have with ourselves, some anger we have towards whoever, Obama or Trump or name whoever you want, our mother or father. And actually what Bruce is saying, there are some things in life I don't mind promoting somebody like Bruce about 1,000 times in one episode, because some things, literally, you could spend $10,000 for a real estate seminar, and if you don't do, and Bruce doesn't charge $10,000, but if you don't do what Bruce is saying, you might as well light that money on fire outside. And I speak from experience, because I've made a ton of money and I've lost some money. And everything boils down, it goes back eventually to what Bruce is talking about, to be more mindful. And so I don't mind, it's one of those things that's not going to cost you as much as some other things in life, but the value you can find in this is so enormous, it's like unbelievable. It's something that even as I'm taking action, like Bruce is saying, that it's literally the key to my continued success, so that I can trust myself, trust the world. And so again, email Bruce at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. He'll send you a free guided meditation. He'll chat with you for 20 minutes for free, which is very generous. And mindfulnessmode.com is Bruce's show. You can find his podcast there as well and his website. So Bruce, I've loved having you on. Tell us what you'd like to share, anything that's on your mind, to kind of share anything that's coming up for you right now.
Well, you know, I want you to just look past your thoughts, because I think more and more of us, with, you know, the way we're on technology, it's such a crazy busy world, and we're busy up here in our minds, and our thoughts are going a mile a minute. And I just want to urge you to look past that. Just take a deep breath, look away from your device, put it down, and just look past your thoughts and make the decision to take action, because that's the only thing that will help you get where you want to go in this life. And we all have ideas of where we want to go, whether it's, you know, make some great new relationships or make more money or get a different job or quit our job so we can, you know, be entrepreneurs and work on our own. We all have thoughts and ideas of where we'd like to go, but a lot of times those thoughts are also holding us back, putting the brakes on, keeping us in a place we don't want to be. So just look past your thoughts, take a deep breath, and decide, I can take action now. and do it. That's what I encourage you to do.
Bruce, I love that. You inspired me to take about 7 deep breaths. I swear, I swear to the universe and God and everything during this entire interview. So I appreciate that. And again, this is a process. Sometimes for people that have a lot going on in their mind and have gone through a lot, this is going to be something where you might resist it. And hey, maybe it's not myself or Bruce, but just being aware of this possibility, it's very, very real. We can love our thoughts even if we are resistant. We can love that resistance. We can start to become aware of it. And just that growth and letting that energy flow, which is what Bruce is talking about, there is a greater purpose beyond your thoughts. You're not just your physical body. This is me talking. We talk about the science behind that, the studies that have come out. And so all of this can help you not only make more money, but become more fulfilled so you can do whatever you want to do in life. So again, our website is believe.love. Catch us on iTunes, believeiTunes.com, and of course, YouTube, youtube.com/believeloves you. And check out Bruce at mindfulnessmode.com. Again, email him. I really would love it. Please, because he's going to chat with you for free. What do you have to lose? He'll send you a free guided meditation. Bruce is going to have so many clients. He's going to hire multiple assistants. But, you know, this is something that I would love if everybody did, and it inspires me to do it so much more. Bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce Langford, thank you so much for joining us today on Believe.
And thank you, Nicholas, for all the good you're doing in this world. And I do believe we can make a difference. And I'm really appreciative of you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. I really appreciate it.
You too.